Just to look back at Rochdale, four goals, do you feel that like that kind of result has been coming for a long time? Because a lot of them have been one and two goals, and it seems like you've had that in you for a while.
Yeah, we've created a lot of opportunities and not killed teams off, that's for sure. And that was a pleasing thing on Saturday. You know, if we're all ultra critical when they went down to 10 men and we played really well, because it's not easy playing against 10 men sometimes, but we kept the ball and created opportunities. We should and could have scored a lot more goals, but we didn't. So, but yeah, overall, some really good goals. People talk about having a 25 goal striker, and we said before, if you can't get one of them or you can't afford one of them, and there's never any guarantees that, you know, you get somebody who can do that, as long as you're chipping in goals all over the areas of the park. You know, if you can get, you know, three strikers that can chip in with 15, then, you know, you're there in midfielders and that. So, but yeah, I take your point. It was, there has been games where we've created a similar amount of chances and not took them, so it was good to take.
Do you feel that one winning six before, like, you feel it's got you back on track? Were you ever off track?
No, I don't think. Well, I think we've had a couple of tough draws. Obviously, it's home at Southend, and home at Sheffield United, which was a fantastic game. A win down at Wimbledon. We'll forget the cup competitions. We'll move on to the league. But no, I don't think so. I think level of performance was decent. Obviously, the disappointing performance against Accrington in the cup. But other than that, I've been, you know, happy with the level of performance and commitment from the players.
And Southend, when you played them earlier in the season, they were stuck in the relegation zone, now mid-table. Do you feel this is sort of more where they belong?
Yeah, I think, as again, speaking to Phil Brown after the game, he's got likes of Anton Ferdinand back fit. He's got now Ranger fit, Cox fit, and other players in the side that they didn't have early season. So now they've got a full-strength squad. I think he would expect them to have a real chance to get in that playoffs. Because if you look through the team, I've watched the game back when we played them. I also watched the game when they won at Bury. They've got good players, you know, and like we have. But, you know, it'll certainly be a really difficult game. And I know it seems I'm saying this about most teams we're playing of late, but when you look at Wimbledon, were on run of form. Sheffield United were on a good run of form. Rochdale, we've been hitting teams who have been, you know, playing at the best, and we've been matching it and getting above them. So hopefully Saturday will be the same. But yeah, I don't think there'll be no worries about them. They'll certainly be in the top half of this table, I would imagine, if they keep everyone fit.
And just on the EFL Trophy, Bradford won, I think, 12 clubs fined. What were your thoughts on that? Especially the way it's come about, the reason for it.
I was really angry. Still am angry. I think it's a disgrace decision. I think we've been fined £3,000 without breaking a rule. And I think if you look at some of the clubs who have broke rules, you know, and known they broke rules, have only got the same fine. But I mean, I went back to it on the day we did it, and it wasn't for any other reason than just to be fair to the players. We had that night, in total, 2,344 people league appearances in that team. Now, if that's not a team taking things serious, we had to play the five. We also then had Kilgallen, Nathan Clark, McArdle and Murray, who all needed games. So they needed to play. Imagine me turning around and they've been training for the last couple of weeks, looking forward to a game, and I can't play you because we've got to play. So we played the five, and to bring Doyley off, Reuven, who was outstanding in goals for us against Stoke, the lads come over here to try to win a place in the team. And for me, I mean, to turn around and say, Reuven, because of these rules, you can't play. So what did we do? We stuck to the rules. We adhered to the rules. We didn't try to... I've sent a letter, and the boy understood totally, and I've spoke to somebody at the FA or the FL, whoever it was, and they both totally understood the position we were in. So for us to get fined, I'm really, really angry, massively disappointed. Certainly we will be appealing. Because, as I said, we've obviously not broke a rule, but to say we've gone against the things of the competition or something is absolute nonsense, I've got to say. And especially when I've already put the case in writing and over the phone and had it accepted. It's crazy. And one thing I will add, I want our players to save to go to Wembley and play at Wembley. So we will be going all out to win this trophy, no matter what people think about it. And lots of other managers have criticised it. There's not been one word of criticism come from us at our football club about this, about the format or whatever. Regardless of what people might think about it, there's been no criticism from us. We've done everything to the book. And it wasn't, I saw somebody comment, it was something because we wanted to highlight it. It was nothing to do with that. We did it the right things. Yeah, we could have kept Doyley on for 15 minutes and pretend. That's lying. We don't want Doyley to try to put an injury on and come off and limp in with a calf when he's not got a calf. That would have been taking the mickey. We didn't do that. We were up front with everything we did. We would have loved to have played a lot more younger kids. We couldn't, like other teams can. The first, listen, the bottom line is, we've finished top of the group. Have we disrespected it? Not in any way whatsoever. So we will be appealing, and I'll be really, really more than disappointed, more angry than I am now, if the appeal don't get upheld.
It seems that you've been punished for sort of exploiting the loophole with Colin Doyle as much as anything else. At what point could you have taken him off and they'd have said, right, that's fair enough, you've fielded the right number of players?
I've no idea, but as I said, we have fielded the right number of players. We've started with five. So there's nothing in the rules that say you can't then make changes. And again, it wasn't making changes for change's sake. It was hard enough for me to tell Reuven he wasn't starting. Now for me to say, oh, you're only getting 60 minutes or 70 minutes, the lad deserved to play 90 minutes. And if we hadn't been in this trophy, we would have had a game, a reserve game or whatever, and he would have been playing his full games. So circumstances has made us do that, right? But anybody with any sense, common sense, can see why it's been done. And as I say, after I've sent them two pages full, spoke to them on the phone, and the two different people I've spoke to have both understood and accepted it. So for us to get fined like this, as I say, is really poor.
And just a final one from me. Safe standing being discussed about being introduced into the Premier League, is that something you'd like to see in the Football League?
Probably so, yeah. Listen, especially in certain games, I mean, I was up at the Rangers and Celtic semi-final a few weeks ago, and to be honest, nearly everyone's standing anyway, you know, and it gets to that games, especially if they're entertaining and that. But yeah, I think it probably helps atmospheres at a lot of clubs. There's nothing, you know, we need to change at our club to get an atmosphere, because the atmosphere's been fantastic at this moment in time. But as you say, if it is safe standing and everyone adheres to it and it's done at the right, you know, for the right reasons, etc., yeah, I think we can go back to that. But you know, I always stood, even when I had a ticket for the seats, I always to stand and watch it. So, yeah.